It is said, it is stated, that if a person doesn't try, if a person doesn't make effort, then nothing in this world of his progresses or advances. Effort must be made. When a person makes effort, works hard, then and only then a person sees the result and the conclusion. But in reality, this is not the case. With regards to dunya, worldly things and issues, then even without making effort, a person can attain something without any working hard. And in our lives, there are various examples, and even maybe in your own life, you'll see that example. People just sitting down within, you can say, a short space of time become rich. Some people work hard, others don't work hard too much, and the business or the shop is flourishing, and without effort, they become rich. So it's possible in the world. It's possible that a person can, without effort, free of charge, you say, become wealthy or attain what he or she wants. This is the system of the world. Yes, generally speaking, the principle is if you work hard, you'll get something. If you don't, Allah Ta'ala's choice. And even if you don't work hard, Allah Ta'ala still gives somewhere you can reach. But this formula with regards to the world looks a bit weak, a bit fragile. Thousands of examples in front of you. That person, he's sitting or he's not doing much and he becomes rich. Oh, somebody else passed away and due to the inheritance I became rich. I got a house, I got property, I got assets. And that person becomes, you can say, fortunate. Now here, in the dunya, this can occur. But there's one other point here. That Allah Ta'ala, we cannot attain Allah without effort. We cannot attain Allah without effort. And this is the principle Allah has told us, that forget that you will attain me, my nearness, without effort. Allah says, for this you must make effort. That nobody who is just sitting there doing nothing, somebody who's lazy, negligent, will attain Allah's nearness. Only that person attains Allah, Allah's nearness, who works hard. And this is what we should understand. We should never think, imagine, or contemplate that Allah Ta'ala's nearness will be attained without working hard. Allah said in the Quran, وَجَاهَدُ. Allah says, when you make effort, then وَفِينَ, Allah Ta'ala says, I will give you the path and the ways to my love, the ways to my nearness. So this subject that without doing anything, you know, for example, I can do this other action, or sit in isolation, or 40 days, or I'll do this and something will come to me. No. To attain Allah's nearness, my friends, remember the formula or the method. It's very important. And we have to work hard on this. We have to work hard on this. Very hard. And the effort that we have to make, the working hard, the mujahada, the striving, the trying, the efforts. What sort of effort do we need to make to get to Allah Ta'ala's nearness? What path? How much should we do? How much effort and what type of effort? Now, we think when we speak about mujahada, people can think, oh, that through these actions, X, Y, Z, we'll get Allah's nearness. Praying 5 times salah in the day. I wasn't praying and then I started to pray. And that person thinks, I've done a lot of mujahada. Before I used to pray at home, now I'm praying in congregation in the masjid. I'm working hard, I'm doing mujahada. This is not the mujahada. All the fara'id, compulsory actions, Allah Ta'ala will tell us, demand us to practice these. And the person who doesn't practice these is free of iman. Has no iman. So what type of mujahada is this? Ramadan comes and we fast and we think we're doing mujahada. What sort of effort is this or working hard? This is not mujahada. The fara'id, the compulsory actions Allah Ta'ala has told us to do, we have to complete them. We have no choice. And if we don't, Allah Ta'ala will ask. Allah will demand. Allah Ta'ala will scold. Allah Ta'ala will punish. So doing these actions, the compulsory actions, is not mujahada. Jahad, to work hard, to make effort, are on other factors, other actions. If you say, oh, I'm not going to come to pray salah, then what will happen? Allah Ta'ala has said that person, Allah has ordered that in this world and the hereafter, the person will get punishment. So there is no involvement of love here. A person's coming to pray salah. This is no relation with, oh, I've got love for Allah. Allah says, this is my hukum, my order. You have to do this. And those who don't do this, they are dalil. They are wretched. So the real mujahida in the path of Allah, the real mujahida, the love of Allah, to attain Allah's nearness is this, that such amal, such deeds, Allah Ta'ala hasn't given hukam, but they make a person beloved to Allah. Subhanallah. That Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has not made them fard. But what hukam has He given? That this is very beloved to me, this action. Not an order for us to implement that, but they make the action makes a person beloved to Allah. And Allah will make those people do these actions who Allah wants to be their beloved. That they become Allah's beloved. Now this for us is a misconception that, oh, I can pray salah and that's enough for me. And if I don't, I'll leave it. But the person who wants to increase his connection with Allah, friendship with Allah, nearness to Allah, love with Allah, then those individuals are looking for actions and methods that what does Allah Ta'ala like? Which amal does Allah Ta'ala prefer? And looking for those amal, then to fulfill those amal, to complete those actions, that person is the person who's making effort. So when a person completes such actions and amal, that's when the mujahida has begun. Subhanallah. Isn't this the case? For example, Salatul Isha. It's fard. Yes, Alhamdulillah. It's fard. You pray salah and you go home. And you have completed the requirement, isn't it? But there's such a jamaat, group of people, Allah said, that fard you have completed, but come, let's sit down and remember Allah. Subhanallah. Say Subhanallah. Glory be to Allah. So nafs says, look, your wife's at home, your children, you've got to go somewhere else. Is it fard to sit here? Go at home, sit at home and do dhikr. You got tasbih. And we'll just use the tasbih and the beads and we'll do dhikr at the same time and I can do something else. We could do this, couldn't we? Subhanallah. The nafs says this. And Allah's call and love says this, that I hold this very beloved and dear to me, that a jamaat, a group of people comes, sits in a masjid, gather together, assemble and remember me and praise me and do my dhikr. So this amal, this is due to what? Were we forced to do this? Was it compulsory? What was it? Say it loudly. This was due to the love of Allah. And if you do something for somebody else out of the love, then you get the love of that person in return. You get the love of that person. Say Subhanallah. So, mashallah, you are sleeping in the night, you set the alarm, I'm going to pray Fajr. Okay. Now, when we pray Fajr Salah, is it Mujahida? It's not Mujahida. We have to pray it. It's compulsory. We haven't hit the bullseye and we have to pray in congregation. We have to go to the masjid. This is a must. Yes, so if we've set the alarm, we get up, we've not achieved anything. The achievement is beyond that. That first a person, he set the alarm 1 hour before the fard, say Subhanallah. Because he knows that in the third part of the night, Allah Ta'ala calls out, Wallah, Subhanallah, Allah calls out. And Allah likes, and Allah says, I'm watching that which of my servants are waking up and staying awake for my sake. For my sake. Which man is there now who stood and who is remembering me? It's really cold and he'll wake up and use cold water to do wudu. And shaitan will whisper to him, oh, it's not necessary, it's not further. What trick, you're doing? You've got to go to work tomorrow, you've got a business to run. But his love is pulling towards Allah Ta'ala. And he says, no, this is special rahmah and mercy of Allah. Allah Ta'ala is sending from the heavens and Allah is asking, calling out. Allah is saying, is there any of my servants? Is there anybody there? I'm your Rabb. I've come very close to you. Subhanallah. See the difference here? So at that time, when a person leaves his bed, leaves his wife, leaves a warm bed, it's snowing outside, he leaves and doesn't worry about the business, etc. He gets up, does wudu. After doing wudu, he stands on the prayer mat and after that he makes niyyah. And if he's a hafidh, then lengthy recitation, Quranic recitation. Then Allah Ta'ala with great love and affection says, see, this is my mahbub. What is the reward for that person? This is more about mal or money or worth. What has made him wake up? No fard, not nor the sticks or the punishment or khawf or fear. But why has he got up? Why has he woken up? Say loudly, muhabbat, love of Allah. What will he get? In return, the love of Allah. So in return for love is attain the love of Allah. So mujahada is what? Mujahada is defined as that action which makes Allah our mahbub and makes us the mahbub to Allah. Subhanallah. So what we realize here, yar, is that, for example, there was zikr in the masjid, there's no zikr here now. Where's zikr today? We realize, oh, it's 2 miles further away now, zikr. So is it fard for you to go there? Is it wajib? Compulsory? No, totally not. What does that person do? He's a bit desperate. I used to do zikr here, locally. Okay, there's no difference made. I'll sit in my car and go. So inside, he is fighting his base desires, opposing his base desires. The love is pulling on him. And the nafs is saying, no, you come towards my order. So then the fight starts. And muhabbat, love for Allah, will overwhelm the nafs. It will push it away. And he sat in his car, he starts the car, and then he arrives to the masjid where the majlis is taking place. Subhanallah, Allahu Akbar. So will he not get any reward? Of course he'll get reward. What a great reward he'll get. Allah says, I give immense reward for this straightforward talk. Allah Ta'ala says, such a gathering, the person leaves everything. Allah Ta'ala says, that in not according to a schedule or timetable, is this the time that we're sitting in the masjid? Is this the time to sit in and do ibadah in the masjid? Go home, sit, sleep, and drink tea. You're tired, go and count some money. Allah Ta'ala says, you leave everything, such a gathering, not one, not two, not three. Allah says, and different places, different locations, days, they come and sit. They have no other action, just one action they have. Allah says, they remember me. Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala says, then why? What do you think? I will leave those individuals. The first reward I give to them is that I announce I've forgiven all of you, subhanAllah. So then suddenly the angel speaks, Allah. There was an individual, he had no intention. He came to the gathering. He was just walking past. He looked and he thought, what's going on here? Why are people sat down? What's going on? And he sat down to witness this. What's dhikr? And he came inside, sat down. Okay, let's sit for a while, see what happens. What about that individual? Allahu Akbar. Ajeeb, beautiful, unique phase and response. Allah gives the answer. This gathering is full of blessings. So blessed is this gathering that any individual who attends this gathering with whatever intention he or she has, Allah says, I will forgive that individual. The why has that person become most beloved to Allah? For this reason, that jamaat has done that action that is held dear to Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala says, it's a beloved action to me. Shall I go further? One is person praying salah and he's praying. Salah is being completed, isn't it? Somebody beheaded, he's praying. The next person puts a cap on, a white cap or a black cap, etc. or yellow cap. Allah Ta'ala says what? Ajeeb point. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِ يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. One amal, Allah has mentioned in the Quran, it is such a deed that all the other amal, they are, subhanAllah, reliant on this. A person, when he wakes up for tahajjud, a person is waking up because he loves Allah and praying tahajjud. If you come to dhikr, then the person, he loves Allah and he's coming to dhikr. But Allah says that there's such action that you are not loving, rather I will start to love you, subhanAllah, Allahu Akbar. And that Allah says, now you have become high, elevated in your status, that you won't love me, then your line requirement is finished. Now I will start to love you, Allah says. And Allah makes somebody, a human being, beloved to him. We are animals that we don't go towards this. We are animals. Where is it written? Where is it proven? Is it wajib? Is it fard? Why are you saying it's necessary? Who said you have to do this? You can do dhikr this way, etc. Allah is announcing that this is very beloved to me. Qul, O my Mahbub, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell the people yourself that how much I love this action, so much I love this action, your imitation. O Rasulullah, that anybody who imitates you, because I haven't made it fard or wajib, look, I explained to you, Allah Ta'ala hasn't defined these ibadat, but has left it to our love, Allahu Akbar. So keep on loving, Allah says, and keep on receiving my love. So those who do naql of my mahbub, those who imitate the Prophet Muhammad, just like his blessed face was, your face should be like that. His libas attire should be your attire. And the colors that he liked, you also like those colors. It's not wajib. Just like he prayed where he had an imamah, you also wear the imamah and pray salah. So those who prayed salah with imamah, what do they become? What are they? What have they become? They are the beloved of Allah, Mahbub. So tell me, is this an expensive bargain or expensive transaction? We're ashamed. It's not necessary. Is it wajib? Where is it written? I'm praying salah. It's been accepted, isn't it? But we can keep on speaking. The Quran says something awesome. We say something awesome. So my brothers, with regards to this, Allah says, jahadu feena. The inna Allah ma'al muhsinin. Beautiful point Allah Ta'ala has made here. that this path is the path of love. Remember this. And the paths of love always hold challenges and hurdles and obstacles. This path to the love of Allah, we can only guarantee one thing for sure. Remember, the path of love to attain Allah's love, there's only one thing that, for example, it should be greater than the love, is that you should have ishq. So we now go beyond love to the word ishq, deep-rooted love. What should we have? Ishq. Yeah, not just love, because love is not enough. Ishq is blind. Yes, it doesn't challenge or criticize or ask questions. It just travels on the path and lets that person arrive to the destination. I'm going to go along with this person. So Allah says, "Inna Allah ma'al muhsinin." There's a beautiful point that comes out here. And here, the la is conditioned that definitely, most definitely. Yes, definitely, most definitely, I will be with you on this path. So what we realize here is that Allah has given a big guarantee. So there's nothing to be worried about. Allah says, Allah hints us to this point, that maybe you will also get challenges and problems on this path. You'll get stuck. And says, don't fear. Just like I say to you, come on, go and do this job for me. Don't worry, I'm watching you, I'm with you, I'm behind you. So yes, it's a little bit dangerous, the place you're being sent to maybe. And he's giving you encouragement in advance. So Allah says that this path of my to my love is challenging. Hurdles will come. Difficulties will come. Questions will be asked. Losses will be experienced. But don't worry. Don't worry at all. Stay firm, stand firm. Continue on that path. Inshallah, your Rabb will take you out of the issues and the problems. Subhanallah. So my brothers, if we have grabbed hold and adhered to the path of the sunnah, don't worry. It's a big challenge, a big test. And lots of tests and trials will come. Because when a person embarks on the journey to Allah's love, Allah has already told us in advance that a person will get many tests in life. You'll have to leave this and A and B and C, because this will earn Allah's pleasure. The person who continues to leave and he doesn't worry, he doesn't have any issue, subhanAllah, he doesn't have any fear with the decisions that Allah Ta'ala has made, then the nafs comes again. Oh, come on, leave it. I'll tell you a simple way. There's a march or conference. You also join that conference. Ashir-e-Rasool, you're a lover of the Prophet. Look, I'm not criticizing anybody, but look at the style of the Quran and the Ashiks, and look at this deception. Okay, you keep on taking out marches and etc. You'll keep on going on the marches. How will this make you a lover of Allah? After 2-3 years, after eating some food, Ashik, oh, he's a lover. He's reciting the Sheed, eaten. Is this a point? Does it make sense? Is it rational? That person, if you love somebody who is a human being, then you have to prove that, or in your young age, how difficult it is to demonstrate love. And these are temporary loves, where people have the stories of the male and the female, Layla, Majnu, Romeo, Juliet. They become history. Look at Allah's love. Look at Hazrat Bilal radiyallahu anhu. Subhanallah. Look at the great practice. Did he fear? Did he turn his back and make a U-turn? Did he? Could anybody make his iman shake? That mashallah, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was on the journey in the heavens, and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Who can I hear?" Hazrat Jibreel alaihi salam replied, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is your servant." Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Who is my ghulam?" Jibreel alaihi salam replied, "This is Bilal." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Bilal here in the heavens on the skies?" And Jibreel alaihi salam replied, "These are those people. This is your servant who walk on the earth, but you can hear him in the skies, in the heavens." Subhanallah, subhanallah. Because he was an ashik. He was an ashik. A deep lover of the Prophet ﷺ. When a person's on the path of ishq, of deep-rooted love, Allah says, I'm with you. Allah Ta'ala says, I'm with you. Is this a small point? When a person's following the path of ishq, then the mountains and the rocks crumble to dust. Ishq, deep-rooted love, it makes even the rocks and the stones melt. Subhanallah. So my friends, nafs, it's trickery and games with us. It's not a minor thing. Allah says, is this a small thing? That you are working towards Jannah. Allah's speaking about Jannah here. So Allah's love is greater than Jannah as well. It's greater than that. Subhanallah. So let's encourage ourselves. And don't just fall into the trap that we're doing mujahidah. We are doing the actions that are compulsory. Seek that action. Seek those amal that Allah Ta'ala says, I hold dear to myself. And don't go into a game that this is fard wajib, I'll leave this first, practice this first. No. First and foremost, ask yourself that how much does Allah Ta'ala love this action I'm doing? This majlis, how beloved is it to Allah? This dhikr I'm doing, how beloved is it to Allah? How is this action beloved to Allah? And the person then answers the questions correctly and follows that practice and action. The more you seek the love of Allah, from which the greatest amal deed, which is most beloved to Allah, is the ittiba, the ta'at, the adhering to the practice of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Encourages us, improve our faces, our bodies, our libas. Let's come to the libas of Nabi Sallam, the appearance of Nabi Sallam. Don't shake your something here, something somewhere else, something similar. No, you should be one color, one form, one style, which is the style of Rasulullah sallam. Wherever you go, people will see and realize that this is mashallah, ashiq Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who is walking past or traveling past or going past. And your zahir should be good, your batin should be good. May Allah Ta'ala make us those who do the proper mujahada and striving, and may Allah Ta'ala accept. Ameen.
Bismillah ar-Rahman alhamdulillah rabbil alamin as-salatu was-salamu ala sayyidina muslimin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Ya Rabbul Alameen, apne fazl kam se hamare gunahon ko maaf farma. Ya Allah, hum kamzor hain. Ya Allah, hidayat nasib farma. Hidayat mein istiqamat nasib farma. Seedha rasta nasib farma. Ya Allah, hamein jamaat se namaz padhne wala bana de. Ya Allah, Quran ki tilawat karne wala bana de. Ya Allah, apne raste mein nikalne wala bana de. Ya Allah, apne daaye bana le. Ya Allah, apne daawat dene wala bana de. اے میرا مولا, تو اپنے فضل کرم سے ہماری مجلس ذکر کو قبول فرما لے. جتنی حضرات یہاں آئے اور شامل ہوئے میرے مولا, عورتیں مرد باہر سے بھی, میرے ان سب کی بخشش فرما دے. اے اللہ, ہماری مصیبتوں کو دور فرما دے, ہماری پریشانی کو دور فرما دے, ہمارے گھروں کو سکون عطا فرما دے, ہماری اولادوں کو آنکھوں کی ٹھنڈک بنا دے, ہمارے رزقوں میں برکت نصیب فرما دے. یا اللہ, دور اور نزدیک سے جو لوگ اس میں شامل ہیں میرے مولا, اپنی شان کے مطابق ان کو تو اجر نصیب فرما دے. یا اللہ, بار بار ہمیں ذکر کرنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وعلى اله وصحبه اجمعين برحمتك يا بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاه والسلام على سيد المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى سيدنا النبيين الامين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد النبي الامي وازواجه واتباعه وذرياته وآل بيته وما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وسلم تسليما دائما أبدا كثيرا كثيرا كثيرا. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وزمنا وغصبنا وجدنا وخطرنا ومضنا كل سهل عندنا. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وظلمنا وهزلنا وجدنا وخطنا وعملنا كل ذلك عندنا. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وقنا عذاب القبر وقنا عذاب الحشر وقنا عذاب الميزان وادخلنا الجنة مع النبرار يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم, ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. أنت المستعان وعليك الولاء, ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. يا قاضي الحاجات اقضى حاجاتنا, يا دافي البليات اشف بلياتنا, يا شافي الأمراض اشف أمراضنا. اللهم عافنا في بدني, اللهم عافنا في سمعي, اللهم عافنا في بصري. اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا وأستاذينا ومشايخنا وجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
آمين.